Levante David at 35, which is a pretty good ranking considering that he wasn't on the list last year.
You
but
think?
Let's just say that the Buccaneers are not exactly celebrating. They tweeted that this is a first-team All-Pro linebacker. They say that twice. And then they say that he's not in the top 30. Hashtag disrespect. So they think that this ranking is disrespectful.
Disrespect from his
Warren?
Peers. Let's make sure that this is made clear.
Yeah, we didn't make this list. Again, we're just reacting to it. Warren, is this disrespectful?
Well, I've never been on a list, and we're rolling out the 400th player on our fourth 100, top 100 list. So, Levante, start at 35, climb to the top, young fella, and whoever that is down in Tampa behind that Twitter, get off the keyboard. Come on.
This guy has some influence down there. I would say this, respectfully, and this is a great young player.
35?
But no, respectfully, this guy had a miserable start to the season. He had a personal foul on Geno Smith that cost them the first game, and the downward spiral ensued, which, by the way, the Bucs should be more focused on the great things going on, like Lovie Smith coming in and the potential for a turnaround.
Him and Gerald McCoy is the Derek Brooks and Warren Sapp of the new Tampa Bay Buccaneers cover two that they're about to play. And these two will be an intricate part of if this team goes anywhere.